Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We discussed in the last Mishnah the problem of roasting something Erev Shabbos that's not going to be cooked K'mechel Ben Dusai, which we said was 2/3. And the problem was that we're afraid that you're going to come to stoke it and that'll be a prohibition on Shabbos. So our Mishnah is going to discuss now that there are scenarios where you could be doing something which is quote-unquote not fully cooked, not fully ready, before Shabbos, it involves fire, and we're not concerned, and we'll explain exactly why. Mishalshlis a Pesach betanor im chashecha. So the Erev Pesach, what they would do is they would take the carbon Pesach and they would lower it down into an oven to roast it. And if Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, so you could take the carbon Pesach and put it into the oven even very close to Shabbos, even if it won't be cooked 2/3 before Shabbos, we're not concerned that you're going to stoke it on Shabbos, because the people that are involved in bringing the carbon Pesach, they're all going to remind each other not to stoke the coals, not to stoke the flame. And for the carbon Pesach, people are a lot more careful, so therefore the concern does not apply over here, and you could put the carbon Pesach into the oven even very close to Shabbos, and we're not concerned you're going to stoke it, even though it's not at least 2/3 cooked. That's one exception to the rule. Another exception, u'machizan esar. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a place, they say over here, b'meduas Beis HaMokad. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was an area called the Beis HaMokad. And over there, the Kohanim would light a medura, a bonfire, and the purpose was to keep the floors warm. The floor was marble, and they would walk around barefoot, and they didn't want to be cold. So they had this bonfire burning in the base of Mikdash. Now, the halacha is that they could light this bonfire close to Shabbos, even if all you did was, you know, light one little match, and it still needs a lot of tending in order for the fire to grow. So we're not concerned, again, that you're going to come and stoke the flames, because Kohanim are very, very careful with their mitzvahs, and they're going to remind each other not to stoke the coals. And being that we're dealing with Kohanim and they're so careful with their mitzvahs, here's another exception where you can light a flame very close to Shabbos and we're not concerned that you're going to stoke the flames on Shabbos. Ubegvulin, however, if you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash and you're lighting a fire before Shabbos, so then if you light just a tiny little match, it's not good enough. It kadesh shetechos ha'or berubin. It has to be enough that most of the wood is lit before Shabbos. Because when you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the same, careful level. And if you're just lighting a fire outside of the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos, most of it has to be lit in order for you to light it. Otherwise, if you only have a tiny bit of it lit before Shabbos, we're afraid you will stoke the coals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Bechamin Kalshu. He says that even if you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but if you are dealing with boiling hot coals, not just wood, but coals, since they're so hot, we're not afraid that you're going to stoke it. And therefore, even if it's just a little bit, you light a little fire with the coals before Shabbos, we'll assume that it'll, grow nicely over Shabbos, and we're not afraid you're going to stoke it before Shabbos. And even if the fire didn't catch on most of the fire, the wood over there before Shabbos, because there are coals there, we're lenient, and you can go ahead and light this fire up before Shabbos. That concludes Perek Aleph. Moving on, to Perek Beis. Perek Beis is famous. We say it every Shabbos during davening, Baal Mavlikin. So let's discuss it. This perek we're going to discuss the mitzvah of lighting near Shabbos. There are multiple reasons that are given for near Shabbos. Some say it's there for the covet of Shabbos, the honor. Some say it's for the oneg, for the pleasure of Shabbos. And some say it's there to make sure there's shalom bayis, so people aren't tripping over each other when they're walking around the house. So with what kind of wicks and what kind of oils can you light? And with what kind of wicks and what kind of oils can't you light? First, we'll discuss the wicks, then we'll discuss the oils. You can't use lechesh, some type of wick made from a cedar wood tree. Not with flax, which is not combed out. It's not combed well, so it's just not fine. Not with chalach, is like the waste that comes out of linen. You can't use that. Not with some kind of wick from a willow branch. Not with kind of wick from a, they say, your ali asev, a leaf of the grass. She'osamehem psilos, you make from it wicks. Again, some kind of interesting wick of the midbar of the desert. You can't use this on Shabbos. V'lo b'yiroka sh'al p'nei mayim. Yiroka sh'al p'nei mayim is referring to when you have a boat sitting in place, and I believe they call it barnacles that grow out on the bottom of the boat. You can't use those for wicks either. Now, from here, we just discussed all the wicks. The reason why you can't use any of these wicks for Shabbos is because the fire is not going to light nicely on the wicks, and since the flame's not going to light nicely, the flame's not going to go up, and we're afraid you're going to tilt the nair, the candle, towards the flame, and do a prohibition of mavir, of lighting a fire, on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't use these wicks. And the same is going to be for the oil. We're afraid that you're going to, we'll discuss the oils now, but we're afraid that you're going to, you know, tilt around the candle, that the oil should light nicely, and you'll do a prohibition of mavir, of lighting a fire, on Shabbos. And some say the reason is that the flame may go out, then there won't be shalom bias, people won't see each other. Others say that you'll leave the Suda, you'll leave the Ner, and the mitzvah is you have to be sitting by the Ner, by the Suda on Shabbos. So there's several reasons why you can't use it. Now let's get to the oils. V'lo b'zephes, not with zephes. Zephes is like the sap of a tree. Some say it's tar. V'lo b'shava, not with wax. That doesn't mean our wax. It's referring to melted wax. Melted wax, you can't use. But the thick wax that we use, with the candle stuck inside of it, that you could use. V'lo b'shem and kik, not with oil that's made from some kind of seed of a kikayon tree. V'lo b'shem and sreifa. So what's shem and sreifa? Shem and sreifa is shemen of truma that became tamei. It's called shem and sreifa. And because it has to be burnt up, because it became tamei, they call it shem and sreifa, burnt oil. Now what's going on here is like this. Even though really it's permitted to have hana, pleasure, when you burn shemen, which is of truma, which is tamei, so technically you could light it for Shabbos, you light it hana, you light it pleasure from it. Here we're talking about a case where it was yomtif that fell out Erev Shabbos. So even though technically you should be able to light it on Erev Shabbos, because you could have hana, there's no problem with burning it. The problem is that there's a special rule that we don't burn truma, temeya, tamedika truma, on yomtif. It's learned that from a pasuk, and we cannot burn it on yomtif. So therefore, since this yomtif fell out on Erev Shabbos, we can't burn this type of truma, temeya, on Erev Shabbos, not because anything to do with Shabbos, but because it's yomtif. And on yomtif, we don't burn truma temeya. Lo ba'alya, not with the fat of a, not with the tail, the fat of the tail of a goat. The fat of the tail of a goat. V'lo b'chelev, not with general fat, you know, of an animal. And these could even be kosher animals, because the alya is, of course, a kosher animal. Goats are kosher, but the chelev is from a kosher animal, but chelev is a prohibited part of the animal. These two fats you can't use as oil on Shabbos. He says, if you take this fat, this chelev, and you cook it, then once it's melted, you could use it because it goes after the wick very nicely. So he argues on the Tanakhama. The Chum say, whether this fat is cooked up or not, whether the fat's cooked or not, you can't use it for Shabbos. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, says, the Tanakhama said you can't use chelev. The Chum said you can't use chelev whether you cook it or whether you don't cook it. So it seems like they're saying the same thing. So the Gemara answer is that there is a difference between the two shitas. One shita is talking about a case where you put a little bit of oil into the chelev, and in that case, it's permitted to use that chelev now. And the other holds that even if you add a little bit of oil to the chelev, it's still prohibited. But we don't know which shita is which. Lunisbara, mia osir, mia mata. We don't know who's saying it's permitted, who's saying it's prohibited. But nevertheless, the halacha is that if a person does put a little bit of oil into his chelev, and it's a melted chelev, then you could use it for Ner Shabbos.